Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. Having lived here on Alderney for just over 18 months, I like to think that I've adjusted now to island life, and that everything I do is no longer my new normal, but just normal. But I do still get excited by flying on and off Alderney on the little aeroplane. I like to look at our island from the air, and thinking about it, I've never seen anywhere else where I've lived from the air. I always look to see if I can see my house, and then I look for the beaches and the breakwater, the Impo and the lighthouse. And what I've noticed is that there's lots of different ways that the aeroplane leaves or approaches the island, and they all give a different view, even though it's the same journey. That got me thinking about how we all approach life in slightly different ways, and so we all see things slightly differently too. How you view things affects what you think and what you do, and how you live. To take just one example, is your glass half full or half empty? This has got me thinking about the stories of Jesus and how he often, in fact almost always, had a different view. There's a story in Luke's Gospel about how he was asked by a man about how he should deal with his wealth and who would be inheriting it. And Jesus responds that life is about more than having an abundance of possessions. And if you get too wrapped up in stuff, well, that's not good for you. Instead, Jesus points to the birds and says that they don't save up grain, and yet God feeds them. And he goes on to say that we should sell our possessions and give to the poor. Now, it's likely that you and I would want to go somewhere down the middle between these two views. We want to avoid becoming obsessed with what we have, but we don't want to give it all away and end up penniless. And this is the point. Generally speaking, things are not black and white. There are a range of views, a range of options, a variety of ways to live our lives. What's important is that we are mindful in considering alternatives and aware of the choices that we're making. One of the good things about being a Christian is that part of the Christian life is about being open to being challenged through what Jesus said about how we live our lives, although sometimes responding to the challenge comes with a cost. So here's a thought for Friday. What are the journeys that you're going to go on over the weekend? To the supermarket? To the pub? To visit friends or relatives? Are there different ways to get there? Which one will you choose? Wherever it is that you go, notice what you see along the way, and think about how what you see is different to the other routes. And then think about your life. What are the different views? And is there a better way to make the journey? That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Thank you.